Hi, I'm Maria Feldman, the Director of Operations at Reveal. I'm part of a big team of people who are behind the scenes that make the show possible each week. We have staff all across the country, from Tampa to Portland to Oakland, California, and I help set up systems that keep us all connected. And most importantly, I process payroll, so I make sure we all get paid. We're a nonprofit organization, and members like you keep us going. Text the word REVEAL to 474747 to show your support. You can text STOP at any time. Standard data rates apply. Again, to support this work, just text the word REVEAL to 474747. Thank you.
REVEAL is brought to you by Progressive. Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive. It's an average savings of over $750 for customers who switch and save. In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy with Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or for having multiple vehicles on their policy. Get your quote online at progressive.com and see how much you could be saving. National annual average auto insurance savings by new customers surveyed in 2019. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. In our last episode, we told you the story of Dr. Paloma Marin Navarez. She graduated med school last year and became a new doctor in the middle of a global pandemic.
Ready to go in.
And we went inside the hospital where she works, Community Regional Medical Center in Fresno, California. Both the hospital and the region have been hit hard by COVID. Today, we're bringing you a special podcast. It's a story about a man who was a patient in that hospital. He's one of the more than 500,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19. And he was Latino, a group that's more than 3 times as likely to be hospitalized and more than twice as likely to die from the virus. David Leon, the man at the center of this story, was a leader in Fresno's Latino community. His death left a hole in that community and with the family he left behind. Growing up, David's 24-year-old daughter, Alondra, used to wake up in the morning to the sound of him singing.
I wouldn't even be awake fully, and I would hear him singing in the background. Like, he would sing while he was getting ready, while he was leaving the house, inside the car.
Ya no quiso retoñar.
To him, his singing was phenomenal. It was good, but I don't think it was as good as he thought it was. But, you know, no, he did have talent. Like, it was, he had a lot of passion when he sang. I admired that.
Passion was something David Leon had a lot of. He woke up early, and sometimes he'd burst into his children's rooms, pull open their blinds, and say, "The sun is good for you. It's time to start the day." He almost always dressed in a suit, usually paired with a bright, sometimes floral-patterned dress shirt.
He would stand in front of the mirror, and he would be like, "Wow," and like, he would be like, "How do I look?" And I would be like, "You look great, Dad," or "You look great, Poppy." And then he would be like, "No," he's like, "I look exceptional."
David was good with numbers and started a small financial services business in Fresno. He loved people and advertised his tax services on local Spanish TV.
Ya son 28 años de dar este servicio a la comunidad aquí hispana, sirviendo a la gente no solamente de Fresno.
David was known in the community. Alondra says whenever she went out in public with her dad, people would stop them to say hello. He served as president of the Fresno Latino Rotary Club. He helped people through the immigration process. He organized food and toy drives. For those, David would drive to LA where he could get better deals on toys and then hand them out himself, often to children of migrant workers who'd come to Fresno to work in agriculture. He no doubt saw something of himself in those kids. David was born in Mexico City, the oldest of 5. As a child, he helped earn extra money for his family by selling Jell-O on the street corners.
So he told us, he's like, you know, be grateful for what you have, there was a time my mom brought me a birthday cake for my birthday, and we took the picture. They sang happy birthday, and I was so excited to eat it, but my mom only brought the cake for the picture, and that was it. I couldn't eat it because they had to return it back to the cake shop. That really opened my eyes to, like, just how hard he did work to have everything that he's given his family and himself.
David came to California's Central Valley with his parents and siblings when he was a boy, and he was driven to get ahead.
In his seventh grade photo, he's the only kid who's wearing a suit. So he's been wearing suits his whole life. Like, he's always wanted to be a professional man.
After earning his associate's degree from Fresno City College, David started his business and family. He and his wife, Frances Calderon, had six kids. The youngest is 12. David was proud to give them more than he had, and he worked hard to do it. During tax season, Alondra says she'd go days without seeing her dad. He'd leave for work early in the morning and come back late. This past tax season was especially long because the pandemic extended filing deadlines into July. So in June, when David's oldest daughter, Paloma Becker, got a call from her dad on her 25th birthday, she knew he was swamped at work.
He just told me, like, oh, happy birthday. But, like, I could already hear him coughing. And I just assumed, I'm like, oh, maybe it's because of tax season. He usually gets a cold every tax season.
But it wasn't just a cold. David started having trouble breathing. Even getting up to use the bathroom became difficult. He had COVID-19. A week after Paloma's 25th birthday, the family called 911. David was admitted to the hospital and put on oxygen. 3 days later, Paloma, Alondra, and the rest of the family had a FaceTime call to celebrate their brother's 19th birthday. David joined too.
He had his hospital gown on, was doing very little talking, but, like, he had a smile on his face, and he seemed to be breathing better that day.
And we all just talked, and we're like, when do you think you can come home? You know, just normal chit-chatting like that, and then still had a sense of humor.
He was playing with his hair, and he was, like, pretending to grab a bug out of his hair and eat it, because, like, he hasn't showered in a long time. Like he would be like, oh, like, I'm getting my dinner. I would just be like, ew, like, and he would laugh because he thought he was so funny, you know, always laughing at his own jokes more than other people, honestly.
I don't think he necessarily felt that great, though. And so I think he was trying really hard to make all of us feel better. I think he was afraid by then. It's just something that I, like, knew, like, deep down. I'm like, I know my dad's afraid.
Even as his condition worsened, David tried to reassure his kids.
We have a group chat for his children and him only. And we were like, Poppy, how are you feeling? And he's like, I'm feeling great, guys, with, like, a smiley face, emoji smiley face. But the next day, he had to get intubated.
The following morning, doctors inserted a breathing tube. And while David was still conscious, he joined his family for a video chat.
He had the tube down his throat, but his eyes were still open. And he was still awake. But he couldn't talk anymore. And we were playing his favorite singer for him. And, you know, we put some of his friends on the phone and we were all praying for him. And we were telling him that, you know, like, he's going to come home. We're going to be together. And I told him, like, I'm so excited for you to come home.
David was transferred to Community Regional Medical Center, the hospital we told you about earlier. For the next 6 weeks, he remained on a ventilator. From San Antonio, Paloma sent her younger siblings hopeful articles about people who recovered after long stretches on ventilators. Then David developed an infection.
And the doctor said, this may be what breaks the camel's back. And they're like, you may want to come here now.
Alondra and her mother were given permission to visit David in the hospital. Paloma and the rest of the siblings watched on Zoom.
My sister had asked His doctor, can he hear us? And he said, more than likely, yes. So I remember telling him, like, through the Zoom, it's okay to let go. You can go to heaven now. Don't be afraid. You know, we'll be okay. I wish I could have been there with him to be able to hold his hand. Having to watch my father pass away through Zoom, it's just, it's awful. And it's like almost like it's not happening. But then, like, after they like announce his like time of death, it's like, oh, like this actually happened.
After David died, Paloma's mom and sister Alondra stayed in the hospital room. Through the protective gear, Alondra held her father's hand. She says he didn't look like the man she knew. But back before he'd been intubated, David sent a text message to her.
He said, you know, like, remember me like this. Always remember me like this. And it was a video of him singing.
I like watching that video because he's just like so happy. You could see like the passion in his like face when he sings and he like gets those high notes.
He had passion. He just put his heart into everything he did, and that is how I'm going to remember my dad, because that is the type of person he was.
David Leon passed away in August. He was 61 years old. We want to thank the Leon family for sharing their story with us. Today's show was produced by Martin Kessler. It was edited by Brett Myers. Victoria Baranetsky is our general counsel, and our production manager is Amy Mustafa. Original score and sound design by the dynamic duo, Jim Briggs and Fernando Aruda. They had help this week from Brett Simpson. Our digital producer is Sarah Merck. Taki Telenidis is our senior supervising editor. Our CEO is Krista Scharfenberg. Matt Thompson is our editor-in-chief. Our executive producer is Kevin Sullivan. Our theme music is by Camerato, Lightning. Support for Reveal is provided by the Reeve and David Logan Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Jonathan Logan Family Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Heising Simons Foundation, the Democracy Fund, and the In As Much Foundation. Reveal is a co-production of the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. I'm Al Ledson. And remember, there is always more to the story.